It's a beloved psalm, a psalm that many of us, when we were kids in church, we memorized Psalm 23. I memorized it in the King James Version, which is why a lot of times when I'm quoting the psalm or even reading it, I stumble over the words because I want to use King James language. Whatever version you read it in, it's beautiful, it's powerful, it's comforting. At the funeral on Thursday, the pastor read Psalm 23 as a psalm of comfort to the family. Now, I will say that psalms, again, and I said this last week, the psalms were written to be read and heard. If you listen to these psalms being read in synagogues and in places of worship where Jews worship, when they read a psalm, it's an experience that I'd hope that everyone here would seek to participate in, because the reading of particularly Hebrew scripture isn't just this practice of just reading words. But their inflections and their tones and their different rhythms that you read these psalms with. And the tones and the rhythms and the sounds are dictated by the type of psalm that you would read. Psalm 23 is a psalm of confidence. It's meant to be read in such a way that it exudes confidence and trust. And faith. So I want to read this psalm in such a way that it demonstrates the confidence that's built into what's written here. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death or the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To read this or sing this psalm or to hear this psalm is to be invited into the leadership of God. And I'm talking about all the good qualities of a good leader. When we read this song, when we sing this song or chant this psalm, we are seeing God as leader in its ultimate reality. I mean, listen to some of the phrases from this. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I have everything that I need. He is my shepherd. We are able to take ownership. He is my shepherd. I mean, he may be your shepherd too, but he's my shepherd. There is relationship there, church. There is relationship that we see all throughout Scripture where God is trying to communicate that more than anything, I want to be in relationship with you. And he knows what he's doing because he makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He takes me to these places of peace to feed me and to nourish me. He knows what I need to eat. He knows what I need to drink. He knows what he needs to feed me. He just knows because he's my shepherd. And because we are in relationship, he does these things based on his knowledge of who I am. God knows me. He knows everything about me. He knows my height, my weight. I'm not going to tell you my weight, but he knows my weight. He knows the hairs on my head. He knows everything about me. He knows every emotion. He knows everything. every feeling. He knows every disappointment. He knows every joy. My God knows me so much so that he leads me to where I need to be. Green pastures, still waters. He restores my soul. When I get broken, when I get in despair, he knows how to fix that because he knows me. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He knows what's right for me because he knows me. And even though I go through some stuff, even though I walk through some valleys, even though there is death that goes on around me, I have no reason to fear because he knows me and he is with me. He comforts me with his rod and his staff. And those of you who tend sheep or took care of sheep, this may speak to you in ways that it doesn't speak to me. So use all of that. You anoint my head with oil. Before that, he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Even though there's some danger out here, even though there's some people out to get me, my shepherd says, I got this. Come and eat. You anoint my head with oil. Anointing rituals in the Old Testament, some of the most intimate and beautiful instances in all of Scripture. To be anointed is to surely to be one who feels like they are being blessed by royalty. My cup overflows. I have all I need, all I want, and more. And surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A psalm of confidence is a psalm that is sung to remind us why we need to trust in God. I know I've told these two stories before because they're very important to me, because they involve my children, and it was both when they were little. I can remember my first child when she was born, Caitlin. And Christy had spent 30 hours in labor, and we thought that she was about to deliver, and they said, we have to do an emergency C-section. So they did an emergency C-section, and they had just given her a nice batch of some really good drugs. And so after they pulled Caitlin out of her stomach, Christy took a nap, and she was entitled to that nap. And so some of the very first moments of Caitlin's life, she spent with nurses and dad. And I'll never forget that special, special moment. And I remember they were giving her a bath, and every time the water hit her body, she just shook really, just really hard, and she just cried and cried. And it was just this one moment I remember when the nurse was washing her and she was screaming. And I just very softly, I just said, Caitlin. And she jumped again, and she just got quiet. And it was a moment that I just savor because she heard her daddy's voice. And it was just okay. I was taught something in that moment. I was taught something in that moment to listen for the voice of God. In those moments where I'm frightened and where I'm scared and where some stranger is messing with me, and listen for the voice of God. Because he's my shepherd, I'm listening to that voice of God. Surely when Caitlin was baking in the oven, interesting way of describing birth. But when Caitlin was in Chrissy's stomach, she heard my voice. And when I said her name, Caitlin, she got quiet. And then Kira. This isn't a birth story. She was probably about 2 years old. I know I've told this story. This is one of my favorite stories. In our home, she would get up on the steps, you know, and you know, dads, we're pretty courageous with our children, especially when our wives aren't looking, and we teach our children to do some pretty dangerous things. So I taught Kira to jump from like the second or third step into daddy's arms. Now, how many dads, you've done that, right? That's a dad thing. That's yeah, man, we all do that. She loved it, though. I mean, she just, and I'm sure, like right now, Kira is a roller coaster enthusiast. I mean, I taught her, it was from the stairs. And almost just on a daily occurrence, she'd get on that second or third step, and she'd just leap into my arms. It's just so, so beautiful, so beautiful. One day, though, she was at the top of the stairs, and I walked in the door, and she's at the top of the stairs, and I said, hey, before I got the K out, she just leapt, like, whoa! And I caught her, and, you know, I'm still having some heart issues. But what does it say about my daughter that she trusted her dad so much that she just leapt off that top step? It probably wasn't, it was like the second to top step. But she just leapt. How many of us have that type of trust in our God? How many of us have that type of trust in our God where we would just leap into the arms of God? The Psalms of Confidence are psalms that reminds us that we belong to God and that in whatever situation that we're in, we can trust Him and we can leap. We are God's prized possession. He did not create us to do little things. He did not create us to just be mediocre. He created us so that we would soar like eagles. He created us so that we would do great things. He created us so that we would take risks. Because even when we take risks, God is there. This week, I want you to think about God as your shepherd. This week, I want you to really ask yourself, do I trust in God? Or in the presence of the garbage, the junk, the enemies that surround me, it's just completely taking my attention away. Can you get to a place where even with the junk and the chaos and the enemies, you can sit at a table with God and let Him feed you? Do you trust in God? That's the way things just ought to be. It's a psalm of orientation. And it compels us, or at least it poses a question for us. After hearing about the leadership of God, after hearing all the trust and the confidence that we and the hope that we can put in God, will we follow Him? Or will we continue to follow our own way or the ways of others? Will we follow Him? That's the question for all of us this week. Spend some time in Psalm 62 and Psalm 23, Psalms of Confidence. And after you emerge out of an experience with these Psalms, make a decision, church, to follow Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind. Let's pray. God, thank you for being our refuge and our rescued and being our rest. Thank you for leading us into green pastures and beside still waters. And thank you for restoring our souls. Thank you for leading us in paths of righteousness. And thank you for feeding us in the presence of our enemies. And thank you for guiding us with your rod and your staff. Thank you for writing a narrative for us that goodness and love will follow us all the days of our life. And God, we thank you that you have built a house for us to dwell in. And it's in that house that we will dwell forever. You are my shepherd. We lack nothing. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If the church could continue to minister to you through prayer, through presence, through conversation, we want to be that church for you. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ this morning, you're ready for God to be your shepherd. You're ready to put all of your trust and confidence and faith and hope in him. You want to make a profession of faith. You want to be buried with him in baptism. You want to commit to him, a lifelong journey with him. As we sing this song, you're welcome to make that need known, and we will minister to you however you need to be fed. Stand, let's sing.